From the Audrain County Health Department, we have Jenny Beamer, and we also have Chris Newbrough. And I want to say good morning to you guys.
Morning, morning.
I'm glad to have you both in here. As a matter of fact, we want to talk about a farm safety lunch and learn that is going to be coming up. I think it's next week, if I'm not mistaken, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Give us a few details.
Yes. A week from tomorrow. Wednesday, March 5th. It's going to start at 11. Doors will open at 11. Lunch will be served at 11:30. This is free to any farmer or farm implement owner, business person, worker. We don't care. You're in agriculture. You're invited. We're going to have I'll let Jenny get into the details of it, but this came from an idea last year. This is our second one. It came from an idea last year from one of our board members to honor the number one industry here in Audrain County, which is agriculture. So we're also going to teach them as far as we're going to say, hey, we appreciate what you're doing, but we're also going to, here's some safety stuff, that you might want to take out to the field with you.
Sure. So. Nutrition, education, sounds like a good time. And the second annual free luncheon that's going to be celebrating farmer safety. Jenny, I think you're going to have a couple of speakers at the event. Is that correct?
Yes. We're going to have Susie Oberdahl-Hoff and Laura Heitman as our speakers, kind of focus on, like women in agriculture, and then Laura's going to talk about mental health.
Gotcha. Now, Susie, she's a Bowling Green resident.
Yes.
And I was reading the press release, and she's referred to as the Irma Bombeck of agriculture.
Do you know who Irma Bombeck is,
Matt? I need some education this morning, so help me out.
Irma Bombeck, back in the 60s and 70s, was a newspaper columnist, a very witty newspaper columnist that focused on home life. And rural life and put a spin on it, and she was very popular, and she very funny, and this lady is supposed to be the same along those lines. So
all right, well, that will definitely,
she brings humor into it, because it studies have shown when you laugh about something, you tend to more remember it. I didn't say that right, but
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, put a little humor in there. Also, yeah. As I understand it, in the parking lot, there is going to be a spectacle there. Tell us a little bit about that, Jenny.
Yeah, well, Chris set it up, but we're hopefully, weather permitting,
it's Chris's
we're
fault.
We're going to have a helicopter there.
It's my fault. Yeah, we're going to, what is it, MU Healthcare is the helicopter out of Moberly.
No, it's the Air Med.
Right, that's their main company, but they're based out of MU Healthcare. They're bringing in their bird, hopefully, if they don't have a call and they don't have bad weather.
All right, as I understand it, some crew members will be on hand there to answer some questions. The Air Medcare Network representative on hand as well. So it's going to be a full day. Now, what time to what time is that going to be?
The doors open at 11, and it'll last till 1 p.m.
All right.
And then inside we've got vendors as well.
Yeah, so someone from the ambulance districts is going to have hands-on CPR training. We have someone from Stop the Bleed. So if you're out in the field, they'll teach you tricks, to help control a bleed. We have electrical safety demonstrations. Boone Health will also be there with free A1C and blood pressure checks. And then we'll also have people from the YMCA with health and nutrition, and also a lot of different vendors there. Lots of information.
And we're gathering some door prizes too. So not only are you going to get fed for free, you're going to also possibly have a chance to win some prizes.
Prizes, food, education. Sounds like you guys have it all going on at this farm safety lunch and learn.
It's a carnival, Matt.
It's going to be a very good time. This takes place next week on March the 5th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Audrain County 4-H Center. Is there any pre-sign-up necessary? Can they just show up?
Yeah, we do have a QR code for an Eventbrite, but you can also call the health department at 573-581-1332, and we can help get you on the list. We just need to know how much food to prepare.
Yep,
totally understand that. Well, hopefully there will be a big turnout. I know it was a success last year, and another one being planned this year. Appreciate you guys coming in this morning and telling us all about it.
No worries. Thanks for having us.